Well, the 47th anniversary of our independence comes at a time when we've just come out of a very interesting election, when there's been a turnover of power, a second turnover of power from an incumbent party to an opposition party. There's a lot of expectation and a renewal of patriotism, something that we saw slipping away in the last 20 years. So today we're seeing a lot of enthusiastic crowds welcoming the 47th anniversary, but also with a lot of expectations for the future. So it's like a new beginning, but there's a lot of expectations on the new government.
Some Zambians have expressed the need for President Sata to clearly define his foreign policy. One talks about the rift with neighboring Malawi and the recent apology he sent to President Eduardo dos Santos in Angola. What can you tell me about this?
Well, we think that one of the weakest areas for the PF government will be their foreign policy, the manner in which they handle international relations. For one particular reason, the president himself has not been known to be a diplomat in the way he's handled affairs in the past. So there's a lot of anxiety to see how the president now that is in office will be able to deal with foreign relationships. The PF manifesto in general talks about building good neighborliness. That's a patriotic front which is now in the ruling party, good neighborliness. But some of the events of the recent past do not really demonstrate that desire to build good neighborliness, particularly when one looks at what's happened with Malawi. Today at our celebrations, we have the vice president of Malawi, who is more of an opponent to the president of Malawi. So that in itself is very strange in that it's the first time we've seen a vice president being invited to grace our independence celebrations. So generally, it's not very clear the sort of direction that the PF government is taking in terms of foreign relations. And it's therefore incumbent that the president and his team clearly outline how they want to approach issues of not only Angola, but Zimbabwe and a few other international relations. What's our policy on China? Because in opposition, the president supported Taiwan. And the question is he still going to maintain that support for Taiwan, or you now support the one China policy?
His supporters I spoke with say that because of his mistreatment in Malawi when he was an opposition leader, he needed to send a strong signal to his counterpart, President Mutharika, who has yet to formally apologize. Do you think tit for tat will be a good foreign policy for the president to undertake now that he's in control of Zambia?
Well, I think we need to maintain cordial relations with Malawi. Malawi shares a border with Zambia, and we've always had very cordial relationships going way back into the Federation times when Nyasaland, Northern Rhodesia, and Southern Rhodesia are part of the Federation. So really, we're talking about people with a common background, people with common interests. One would hope that the president of Zambia and Malawi will find common ground soon and not let this particular issue cloud or sour the relationship that the countries have enjoyed. That having been said, it's also incumbent upon the Malawian government to deal with this issue, embarrassing as it is, because clearly the Malawian government are duty-bound to give reasons as to why they found it fit to deport what they considered to be an opposition leader from Zambia who was meeting a former president. Whether that was the only reason why he was deported, it's something that needs to be cleared. But also President Sata has a point in that there's still an ongoing court case in Malawi regarding his deportation. And therefore, in the absence of any conclusion of this court case, it's a bit embarrassing for him as president of Zambia to go to Malawi under the current circumstances. So we see the need for both sides to do their bit. One, Malawian government clears this issue, but also the two presidents to find time to resolve this issue